Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Let's just stay standing for a minute, shall we? Thank you, Father. Let's just lift our hands and... Oh, Father. Wonderful Lord. Just lift your voice a bit. Just, you don't have to sing, but just in just worship Him for a minute. Father, we thank You that You are beyond description. Father, we give You adoration. Father, we thank You that You have put Your Spirit inside of us so that we may know You, so that we may have relationship with You, so that we may be one with You, that we may be fused to You, inseparable from You. Thank You, Holy Spirit, that You've come to make Your home in us, to abide in us, remain in us. What an amazing, awesome thing that is, that You, Father, by Your Spirit, live in us. Thank You for Your incredible, unfailing love. Thank You for Your endless mercy. Thank You that You're slow to anger but rich in love. Holy Spirit, we don't want to just be dormant people this morning. We want to be people that are actively responding to You, allowing You to work and move in our lives, in us and through us. A people on the move with You, Father. People flowing with You, being obedient to You, available to You, willing in this day of power, in this hour, in this time, in this season where so much is kicking off all over the place in nations and communities, in society. Father, You call us to be salt and light. You call us to be a city on a hill. You call the church to be the hope of the world. Because You are the hope of the world and You live in us as the hope of mankind. And Father, we want to live as salt and light. We want to live like a city on a hill. We want to live people that are living in Your life and in Your power. People that don't just know You with knowledge, but know You in reality, in our lives and in our homes, in our families and everywhere we go, Father. That realization that we take Your life and power every moment into every situation. You don't call us to be dormant just to activate faith at certain moments, but You call us to live alive in You, alive with Your life, alive in Your goodness, alive with the nature and character of who You are, to love, to serve, to be a blessing, to take Your life and power into every other life that we have contact with, whether saved or unsaved. Father, I thank You that You're the lifter of our heads, that You lift our heads to remind us who we are in You, that the old really has gone, that we were once like we were, but that is now dead and buried. It's gone. And now You speak to us as people that are alive in You. You don't speak to a dead person. You speak to people that are alive in You. You don't speak to the old man because he's dead. You only speak to us as to who we are in You, because that's all you see when you look at us. People that are alive in You. People that are new creations. I thank You, You only speak to new creations in our life. You don't speak to the old. You only speak to the new, because that's all that you see. You only see a new creation. You only see a child of God. You only see one that has been made in Your image. You only see one that has been accepted. You only see one that is loved. You only see one that is filled with the fullness of who You are. You only see one that is washed in Your blood, has been cleaned up and sorted out and set free. You only speak to us in that way, because that's all you see when you look at us. Father, no wonder You're the lifter of our heads. No wonder You constantly encourage us. No wonder You constantly remind us of what You've done, and that You want us to live in the fullness and in the good of who You are and everything that You've done. So our heads don't drop, but our heads are lifted, knowing because we're accepted, because we're loved, because our identity is in You. Our heads can be lifted, looking at You saying, Father, thank You for who You are. Thank You for what You've done. I want to live in the fullness. I want to live in the abundance. I want to live in the overflow of who You are. I don't want to live in dross, and I don't want to live in anything of the old. I want to live in the fullness of who You are. you are. So, Father, this morning I reckon myself dead to the old man. I reckon myself dead to everything that has gone before. And now I reckon myself alive in you as a child of God, as a son of God, with my head lifted towards you, saying, Father, Father, I thank you that you have filled me with yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
Filled me with your life. I thank you. You have forgiven everything that I've ever done wrong. That you've cleansed me from it and you'll never remind me of it.
Yes.
But instead you remind me of who I am in you, what it means to be in the fullness of who you are. Father, I thank you that brings liberty and life and joy. I thank you when I focus on you and magnify who you are, everything else becomes so much smaller because you are magnified. Problems become little things because you're magnified and the perspective comes and it's like, wow, why do I worry when you're the amazing, awesome creator, author, perfecter of my faith? You're the lifter of my head. You're the one that reminds me who I am in you. Why do I worry when you're my Father that has made provision for everything I'm ever going to need, whether it's wisdom, insight, understanding, peace, joy, liberty, freedom, whatever it is, you've already provided it, already made provision for it. And you just say, abide in me, abide in me. Abide in me. Don't abide in a negative mindset. Don't abide in the enemy's lies. Don't abide when he says, look at the old, look at this, look at that. You don't feel new. You feel old. You don't feel free. You feel like there's still a problem. And the Lord just is kind of saying to us, don't listen to the enemy. He's an idiot. He's the father of lies. That's all he has, lies. But I've set you free. I've brought you into freedom. I've brought you into a relationship with myself, with my son, and with my spirit. The fullness of life is yours. It's at hand. It's yours. You're filled with who I am. Therefore, you're filled with my kingdom life. And you're filled with the fullness of who I am. The full inheritance then of what that means as a child of God. That you have access to me, to my son and my spirit at any moment, all of the time, because I'm in you and you're in me. And there's nothing, nothing that can separate you from my love. There is nothing that can separate you from my goodness. There is nothing that can separate you from who I am. I fused you to myself. You're fused with me. You're one with me. You're inseparable from me. That's my heart, my desire being expressed in my will. What was accomplished on the cross, the reality of that in your life today, what I've made possible. It's the fuel for your life. It's the fuel for your life. And as you abide in me, you remain in the fuel. It's like as you abide in me, you are fueling constantly the life of who I am in you. You're fueling your spirit man. You're fueling who I am in you as you remind yourself, I'm a son of God. I'm a child of God. I'm accepted. I'm loved. I'm forgiven. I'm a new creation. There's nothing of the old death because that's been dealt with, burnt up. I've been separated from my sin as far as the east is from the west. And whenever I do mess up, I can come to the Father, say, Father, would you forgive me? He says, of course I do. And he restores me, picks me up and says, come on, let's learn from that and let's go forward. But come on, let's run together. Let's move together. Let's flow together in everything that I have for you and for many others that I want to receive, that need to receive from me through you. Just as you have your eyes closed this morning, just look up as if you're lifting your head to heaven. When we gather together, it's like a fuel station to be filled afresh with who he is. When you get up in the morning, it's fuel station time. Father, I'm here to be filled with who you are afresh. As you get up out of your seat to live in the day, you stay in him, fueling that relationship, reminding when the enemy comes with a negative thought, not having that, that's not mine. That's not who I am. I'm not going to live under that lie, that deceit, that thought, that negativity, that sin, devil, that was forgiven a long time ago. Don't bring that up, you little liar. I'm not going to live in the bad of that. No, I'm not going to live by that feeling. I don't feel so good today, but I'm not going to live according to my feelings, because I have the living God on the inside of me, and God never has a bad day. He only has good ones. And if I'm in him, there might be some tough stuff to walk through, but it's going to end up good, because God is good. Thank you that sickness doesn't have to be rooted in my life, because I'm rooted in Christ. I'm not rooted in sickness. So take hold of some stuff this morning. Any sickness in the room, just take hold of it right now, especially if it's been there for a while. I uproot that sickness that has sought to take root in my life. That cycle of back pain, that cycle of muscle issues, that blood disorder, that's the dyslexia, dyspraxia, skin conditions, organ conditions, things that have sought to take root in my life, and say, you have to live like this because I am in you like that. And I say, no, I'm not having that root of sickness. I'm not having that infirmity. I'm not having that diagnosis. I uproot that now in Jesus' name, because I am rooted in Christ, and rooted in Christ means my root is healing. My root is health. My root is wholeness. So I am not going to live under something else, because that's not who I am in Christ. So I uproot that sickness. You need to do that for yourself right now around the room. Don't just be passive listening and just saying, yes, yes, yes. Take hold of whatever that might be. Uproot that sickness. It might just be a headache you have at this moment. Say, uproot that. Get out now. I'm not having a headache this morning. I'm free from those things. I'm free from those cycles of headaches. But also those bodily organ things, liver conditions, kidney conditions, other things going on in bodies right now. Don't settle and say, oh, well, I'm going to have to live under it. No, come on. It's time that we rose above those things. We have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in our lives. We have the one who is the healer on the inside of us by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's just be active in our faith right now. I'm not having that sickness any longer. I take hold of that skin condition. Get off of my body now in Jesus' name. I command my skin to be free from that skin condition. I speak to my liver. I command it to be healed right now. I speak to my kidneys. Function properly now in Jesus' name. Whatever the thing is, back pain, bone things, disc conditions, whatever they are, I command those things. You speak to your back, speak to your muscles, speak to whatever it is right now. Activate your faith this morning, whatever it might be. Muscle conditions, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Knee conditions, be healed. Thank you, Father. There's somebody else in the top of your back, and just speak to that thing, that reoccurring back issue at the top, muscle spasms. And whatever's going on there, say, I'm not having that any longer. Just choose to raise your hands now in the name of Jesus. Where there's been pain, just choose, right, I'm lifting my hands to praise him, because this thing is not going to restrict me any longer. As you lift your hands, you find all the restriction goes, all the pain goes, all the muscle spasms go right now in Jesus' name. Somebody's pancreas is being healed right now. Speak to that thing in Jesus' name. Other conditions, speak to your bodies right now. Some of you have got to change your confession about your life. Some of you have been saying, I'm getting older, so I'm getting a bit more stiff and a bit more this. No, don't start saying that about your body. The Bible says our youth is being renewed like the eagles. That doesn't mean you spiritually just stay young, but your body can be healthy and fit and bendy or whatever it needs to be. So speak to your body. Don't say, oh, I'm getting older, so I'm getting a bit more this, that, and the other. No, don't confess that over your life. What you say is what you get. That's a really old phrase from 19-something, but what you say is what you get. Man, what you speak over your life, words have life and death in them. We're people of life, not death. That's why it's so good that bill was overturned, because Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life in all its fullness. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What we need to see then, because many are saying, well, people shouldn't suffer. What we need to see then is, let's see people healed then. Yes. Let's see people healed. That means all of us, we've got to be out on our front foot a bit more. We're seeing God do stuff in people's lives where, Father, I thank you. You've made us victors. We're overcomers. Everyone in this room that knows Jesus Christ, you are an overcomer. You might have only given your life to the Lord this week. You might have been saved for decades, but you're still an overcomer. It doesn't matter how much you know. It's the one who is in you that determines who you are. And then we spend our lives discovering more of who he is on the inside of us so that we know how to live in the fullness of him day by day, moment by moment. Father, I thank you for a people of faith. I thank you for a church on the move. Father, I thank you for a release of your spirit. Father, I thank you that you activate us as a people. Father, where there's any slothness, what a great word. Where there's any slothness, would you just blow that out of the water? If you know there's been like a slothness, like a, just a, I don't even know what the word means, but it sounds good. But slothness is like a, you know, like a, just, heaviness or you know, all that sort of stuff. Take hold of that now. This is the message this morning. Is that all right? Take hold. We're all preaching it this morning. Take hold of that thing, that slothness, heaviness, bit of kind of just blur. Lethargy. So, right, I am not going to live under that from this moment. You need to rise up in your faith because your feelings are saying the opposite. Well, I don't feel like I can get victory. That's why God gives us his word. Because his word reminds us, no, this is who you are. This is what I've made you. Feelings will go up and down and left, right and center at times. But we don't live according to those. We live according to the Spirit. You know, as we live according to the Spirit, your emotions and much less up and down. When you live by the Spirit, when you stay in rest, when you live in rest, your emotions aren't all over the place like they are. You have much more stable emotions. Why? Because they're submitted to the Holy Spirit. They're submitted to the nature and the character of the Holy Spirit working in you. So that doesn't mean you don't have stuff that, you know, you feel a bit whatever sometimes, but we're not up and down like a yo-yo. Because it's the life of the Spirit that's governing what's going on in our thinking, our emotions, our bodies, our will, in terms of us submitting and surrendering. Father, I thank you for a people on the move. I thank you for a people that are laying hands on the sick and they recover. Father, I'm speaking this prophetically over us as a church right now. Father, I thank you that we're a people on the move, sharing the gospel, giving our testimony, leading people to Christ. Father, I thank you. We're a people on the move, seeing miracles and healings in lives, in all kinds of places, in the home, in the community, in our workplaces, wherever you take us, on the train, the bus, walking through town, wherever it might be. Father, I thank you. Of people moving in the supernatural, moving in the things of the Spirit. Just speak that over every person. A fresh activation to live as sent people, not just as gathered people, but a people that are sent. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Father, I thank you. You are already sending us out because you came, you sent Jesus, and then he lived in the way that he did and said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And now as the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
Yes.
Father, I thank you. We've been called to live sent. To live sent. To live sent. That means living a life of faith. That means living a bit on the edge in our lives. That means every day should be different than yesterday and then tomorrow will be different than today. Why? Because a life of faith, you don't know exactly what it's going to look like as you take that those steps of faith. And God leads you into situations and he'll lead us into things where we have to trust him. But that's what faith is, trust in God. We don't want to live with the thing in our minds about what we'd like to live in one day. We want to live in the reality of who God is today, right now. Because God only lives in this moment with you right now. He might speak about things to come and days to come and what he wants to do in and through our lives. But you only live in the now of what he's doing right now. We don't want to live in an imagination of what tomorrow might look like or an imagination of what next week, next month, or what it really means to live in reformation or revival or to see communities in. We don't want to live with an imagination of that. Well, wouldn't it be good one day? No, we want to live in the now of that. Who God is right now, today, in our lives. Father, we praise your awesome name. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are alive and kicking in us. Father, where we just let the enemy have a little way, Father, forgive us. Forgive me. If you need to do that right now, where if you know, God, I've just let the enemy run a little bit right in my life. So today I draw a line. That's the end of it. I'm not having that any longer. Instead, I choose to live in who I am and who I've called to be as a son of God, as a child of God. I speak to my emotions and I say to them, come into order now. As I surrender afresh to the Spirit of God in my life, I command my emotions to come into order right now, that you line up with the Holy Spirit, who is at work in me this morning in a fresh way. As I seek to take a hold of you, Father, I thank you, you take a hold of me. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we praise your name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just lift your hands towards him. Just again, exalt him, magnify him. Lift his name. Lift who he is. Just speak out who he is. Just fix your eyes on him. Tell him who he is. Father, you're incredible. You're wonderful. You're majestic. You're awesome. Just magnify him. Lift your voice a bit more. Don't mumble, but just a bit more than that. Bit more than that. Just lift your voice. Lift your voice. Let your spirit be activated. Let faith kind of be released this morning. Don't just be timid and quiet. Well, Father, you're nice. You're lovely. No, God, you're awesome. You're mighty. Let your spirit go a bit this morning. Let that engine room of your life, just let it be activated a bit more this morning. God, you're awesome. You're mighty. You're powerful. I thank you. You're the way, the truth, and the life. I thank you. You're the one that liberates me and enables me to live in freedom. I thank you. I praise your name. You're the awesome one. You're the glorious one. You're the powerful one. You're the healer. You're the savior. I thank you. You're my peace. You're my well-being. I thank you, Father, for the fullness of life that I have in you. I thank you for your overflowing life. Thank you that you don't withhold anything from me as a child of God, as a son of God. I thank you. I have full access to you and your throne room. I thank you. I have full access to everything that the kingdom of God is. I thank you, Father. I'm an ambassador on earth. I thank you, Father. I praise your name. I thank you. You put your life in me and I can share that life with others. I thank you. I'm a giver of life, a releaser of life into others' lives. Father, I thank you. I can lay hands on the sick and they recover. Father, I thank you. My testimony is powerful in your hands to lead people to Christ, to reveal who you are to them in their lives. Father, I thank you. I praise your name. I thank you. I can make disciples in your name. I thank you, Father. I praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. You know these old cars where they had this crank engine at the front? The crank, yes. I just feel God saying, hey, guys, I'm just cranking you a bit this morning. Come on. Come on, don't wait for somebody else to come and stir you. Be stirred. You've got my spirit in you. He is the one in you. He gives initiative. He speaks. He works. And so just take that, the crank handle of the Holy Spirit, and constantly use that. It's like, I'm not just going to tick over either. Chugging and chugging. I'm going to rev this thing, put my foot flat down on this thing, shove it into gear and move forward in a fresh way. I'm not going to hold back. I don't want to stay in second gear and stick it in neutral every now and then and just cruise. Yeah, God's revving up. He's revving things up. I don't mean it's just emotion. He's revving his spirit out. Come on, guys. This is time. This is time. This is time. There's too much going on out there for us to live centered on ourselves, to live consumed in our own things. God says, if you live for purpose, I'll look after everything else. Basically, that's a modern translation of Matthew 6:33. Seek first my kingdom and righteousness, and everything else will be added. Sometimes we think, God, I just, you know, it's all right, Clive, saying, come on, go full on for Jesus and do this, that, and the other. But what about my situation? Man, the kingdom works like this. Give yourself to God and he'll look after the other stuff. Try it and see what happens. Do we really trust him? Father, I thank you. I praise your name. You're so awesome. You're so wonderful. You're so powerful. So great. Father, sorry that we just belittle. We bring you down to our level, our size, too much. rather than us looking up, seeing how incredible you are and living that. Father, I thank you. I praise your name. Father, as a church, that we would live more fully in who you are, day by day, day by day, day by day, in our homes, our families, our households, in our lives. I thank you that others would begin to taste and see that you are good in a greater way, in a way that we've never seen you do before and work before. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're amazing, you're amazing, you're amazing, Father. You're amazing, Father. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. How do you get a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit every morning? Is it just by asking? Holy Spirit, would you come and baptize me afresh? Because then you stand there like, is it happening or not? Is it going on yet? Is he coming yet? I don't know about you, but the best way to get fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit, morning by morning, is just start to exalt him. Start to magnify him. Start to just praise him. And what happens is, as you begin to praise him, as you begin to exalt him, there's something that you begin to stir the Holy Spirit in you. Your spirit man gets stirred up, and then you begin to get a little bit louder, a little bit more, come on, and you know, and you begin to exalt him more. And then what's going on? The Holy Spirit is at work in you, and there's this fresh release of the Holy Spirit. You're not waiting for something, because then you end up waiting for a feeling. And the Holy Spirit's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm waiting for you. And he's like, I'm waiting for you. Well, I'm waiting for you, I'm waiting for you. And he's like, come on, exalt the Father, exalt the Son, praise them. And you'll find I'll release the life of the Father and the Son and the life of who I am in you. You'll be stirred, you'll be excited, you'll hear from me, I'll reveal the things of the Father. And all of that will be like a tap being turned on as you exalt him and praise him. And you'll find as you exalt him and praise him, other things come into perspective. You then see things differently, you hear things differently, you respond differently. Why? Because who I am is stirred up in you more than something else that has been stirred up in you, like worry or fear or circumstances, because you've stirred who I am up on the inside of you, and stuff begins to shift around you because stuff's happening on the inside of you. So I want you to grow and mature and be who I've called you to be. Don't live like a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old. I want you to live as a mature person, but you mature by taking hold of me in a fresh way, by grabbing hold of me. And I'll mature you, I'll grow you, I'll reveal who I am. But it's time, it's time, it's time. There's too many people that are lost and drowning out there. There's too many things going on out there to be self-concerned with our own lives. I just believe God's saying, just trust me. Just surrender afresh. See what I'll do through you, and I'll look after stuff. I'll prove that to you. As you seek to serve and give your life to me and everything I want to do in you and through you, I'll look after the stuff. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. What's he talking about this morning? Living more fully in who we already are. Abiding, remaining in him and living in him. And we have to remind ourselves, there's too much negativity out there that goes on day after day. You have to look at the news. There's too much stuff out there that can pull us down so easily. So we have to constantly remind ourselves and each other who we are, what we have, what he's done. I just want to read you a quote I wrote down, just a book that I'm reading at the moment. Is the fire to do comes from being soaked in the fuel of what he has done. The fire to do comes from being soaked in the fuel of what he has done. What's the enemy's tactic? He wants to undermine what God has done and therefore who you and I are in him. If he can undermine that, We won't live in the fire of what he has done and soaked in that for the fuel for what he wants to do. The fire to do comes from being soaked in the fuel of what he has done. We want to soak in the fuel of who he is. His finished, complete work. We live in the good of that. And that becomes the fire to then go in his name. To live as a sent people. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Let's stand together. Just pray the last minute or two. Let's just raise our hands. If you don't know Jesus here this morning, he is jealous for you to know him. He is jealous for you to know him. He hung on a cross 2,000 years ago and took every sin, everything that could separate you from him, every addiction, everything you might give yourself to. He took everything on himself, hung there on the cross, died a criminal's death, having been whipped and beaten. And it was love that compelled him to the cross. A love that said, I want you to know me. I want to put my life in you. I want you to know me as the Creator. I want to know me as your Father. I want you to know me as your God. He is jealous for your life this morning. But when we come to an awesome, holy God, then we need to come to him saying, God, I don't deserve you. There's nothing I can do to reach you in my own strength. But it's a recognition of who he is and what he's done for you and me to be able to know him. If you don't know him here this morning, it might sound a little bit, well, you're pretty full on up there. But this is a life and death thing. This is about your eternal destiny. That's why it is a life and death thing. Responding to God and giving your life to him transforms your life. You become a different person in a good way. The one who knew you while you're being formed in your mother's womb. That's why nobody's a mistake here. No matter how you were conceived, God knows, forms you in your mother's womb. Knew you before the creation of the world, the Bible says. And you can respond to him today to surrender the whole of your life. Because that's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to know God, to follow him, to know him. It means you surrender everything. And a Christian is supposed to surrender and live like that every day. But we can't do it in our own strength. That's why he puts his Holy Spirit in us, his own spirit in us. His power to enable us to live surrendered, to live fully given over, to live in the way he's called us to. We can't do it in our own strength. We're stuffed if we try to do it that way. But he puts his spirit in us. So as you respond to the Lord this morning, if you're here today and you're like, man, I want to give my life to God. If he's that good and he's that amazing, I need him. I need to be forgiven. I need to come into this life, this relationship you're talking about. If your heart is beating, stuff is kicking off on the inside of you, today's your moment. So let's all of us raise our hands right now. And if you want to give your life to Jesus, this is the first time you've ever done it. You can raise your hands as well. Everybody else has got their hands in the air. But let's surrender to him afresh this morning. Just say, Father, I belong to you. You bought me with a price. You paid the ultimate price. I belong to you. I'm yours, Father. I'm yours. Father, I surrender afresh to you. I surrender everything to you afresh. Take a hold of what is already yours. Would you take a hold of whatever you, this body, this life that's already yours, would you take a hold of it afresh? And would you breathe your life into what is yours in a fresh way? Would you lead me by your spirit? Would you teach me, show me how to live in the Spirit? Would you show me how to live in who I am in you? Would you show me how to live in the rest? To live in that place, not just from it, but in it. To live in the rest where I'm not trying to live in my own effort, but I'm fueled and powered by your Spirit in relation to everything that you have done. That I live as a victor, not as a victim. I live as an overcomer, not as somebody who's still trying to get somewhere. But I live in the fullness of who your life. If you're here and you want to give your life to him, just tell him, God, I'm here. I don't exactly understand everything going on, but I want you. God, would you take out and deal with all the sin, the rubbish, the things that I've done wrong? I ask you to forgive me. Would you clean me up, sort me out? God, would you transform me? Would you take out an old heart and put a new one in me? Would you put your heart in me? It's not a physical thing he rips out. It's spiritual. It's what goes on in you in the depth of your being right now. God's not interested in a fancy prayer. He's interested in one from the heart. He'd rather you say, God, I'm desperate. I need you. I'm a mess. Would you come and fill me with who you are? Would you clean me up and sort me out? He'll boom, he'll work. And if you just stand and go, Lord, well, he's like, now come on, be real, rip your heart out and tell me what it's all about, and I'm going to come and fill you. Just be honest from the guts of your being. Father, I ask you that you would just continue to stir in us as a church, that we will not be able to stay where we are. That we would not be able to just get satisfied with wherever, whatever we might see. But every time we see you work and move, it just fuels even more. I want to see more, God. I want to see you more. I want to see you do more. I want to see you more and see you do more. See you more and see you do more. Father, you call us to be, I don't know if you've heard this message from Faith Camp or not, about the blacksmith and the potter. If you haven't heard it, you won't understand what I'm going to say. If you have, then you'll understand. But God wants us, God has called us. We are a blacksmith church. And what that simply meant was, in Israel at one point, the Philistines had got rid of all the blacksmiths so that the Israelites couldn't make weapons. And they said they couldn't find a blacksmith in the land. So they didn't have any weapons to fight. And the enemy's out to do that in churches where, but God calls every church to be like a blacksmith, where they're training, equipping, mobilizing believers, putting tools and the things of God into people's hands so they can be effective living as a believer. They can be effective in ministry, effective in leadership, effective in reaching the world and seeing God move through their lives. So God has already called us as an apostolic church to be a blacksmith church. And that means in a blacksmith that the heat that is needed to heat the metal up and get it white hot so that the hammer can then hit the metal and shape it and form it, and apparently all the molecules in the metal get reformed and reshaped when it's that hot, and then they dip it in the cold water to fuse it and seal it, and it moves from steel to super steel in terms of then what God what happens in the natural. But that's what God does in our lives, as we say, God, continue to do the work of a blacksmith in me. I'm here. Shape me, form me. Do what you want in my life. But it's so that we can stand in the days and the times that we are in, so that we don't buckle under pressure. We don't conform to other things. But the church is fully armed up, if we can put it that way, so that we're not just a household of faith, but we're also the army of God, as the Bible talks about, and being effective in the days that we live in, seeing people's lives reached and transformed with the power and the life of the kingdom. So God has called us to be a blacksmith. God's called each one of us to be like a blacksmith, investing, training, equipping, making disciples. Every person in here is called to be a disciple maker. Not just a follower, but a disciple maker. So Father, I thank you in these coming days, would you reform, would you revive, would you do whatever you want to do? That's where I'm at the moment. I don't know where you're at, but Father, would you do whatever it takes in me? Would you do whatever it takes in every one of us? Father, this is where we're going as a church. The brakes are off. We're going for top gear. We want to shift like and move like we never have before. Father, I ask you would help everybody to move with you in the pace that you want us to go. Father, like Elijah, when the rain was coming, as cloud as a smaller as a man's hand, he tucked his cloak in. He said to Ahab, you better get on your chariot, mate, because the rain's coming. And then Ahab even overtook the king with loads of horses, a pretty sleek chariot. He ran ahead of him in the power of the Spirit. And Father, I thank you that the reigning one says there is a fresh release of your spirit just beginning. And you say to us, get everything ready, get yourself tucked in and begin to run with me. Because you're going to have to run to keep up with everything that I do. But I'm looking at every one of you saying you're all included. There's nobody left out. There's not a first class and a second class person in the room. Everybody's called. Everybody's chosen. Everybody's part of the team. Everybody's included in this army. Every one of you in this day, in this hour, you're all part of it because I've called you to be here, to be part of it. So don't look down, look up. So if I have you on the potter's wheel and do some stuff in your life, don't worry, embrace it. It's a good thing. Because the potter's wheel shapes my nature and character on the inside of you. That's what it means to live in the rest of God. Say, God, I'm not going to try to be who I think I should be, but I'm going to allow you to be who you are in me so that your nature, your character, your shape, everything of who you are shapes and forms so I live more fully in who you are. Father, we praise your name. We run out of time, but Father, I praise your awesome name. You're majestic. Let's give him a shout of praise, shall we? Come on. Praise your name. You're awesome. You're mighty. You're wonderful. You're King. You're God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise your name. Praise your name. Just be a blessing this week. Take hold of who you are. Don't let the enemy get you down. Don't let circumstances dictate. Don't let your feelings overtake. Just remind yourself. Remind one another. Not in a stupid way. Oh, you're blessed. You know, you're blessed to be this. And that the other say, come on. We are blessed because this is who God is in our lives. Let's encourage each other. Let's be who God's called us to be. And let's see God do some stuff in people's lives this week. Bring some people next week. Invite some people. Small group, sign up now. Get not just plugged into a small group for the sake of it. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time. What are small groups? Basically, it's us sharing lives with one another. Iron sharpens iron. There's all types of different things going on in different ways. If you've got an idea for a small group, come and talk to us. And say, hey, I got this on my heart, and then we'll see what, okay, other people might have the same heart. Let's get some of these going. But God wants to activate you, activate his life. So just build relationship, connect with others, build faith, reach some people, do some stuff. So go and have a look, see what's going on, get involved in something, not first and foremost, because that's going to bless you, but it could bless other people. And as you get involved in something, God's going to do stuff in you and in me as well. Amen. Bless you. So go and have a look. Sign up for some stuff. Have a great afternoon. Be blessed. Have a great week. Whatever's happening, it's going to be awesome.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.